Low-Cut Connie is a rock and roll act from Philadelphia, fronted by piano-pounding firebrand Adam Wiener. They have built a passionate cult following, including Barack Obama, who used them for a Spotify playlist, and Rolling Stone recently described their new single as, "If the New York Dolls had done a session with Jerry Lee Lewis, it'd sound a lot like Philadelphia Rockers' new one." A political anthem drunkenly teetering on platform heels. Their latest album is called Dirty Pictures. I just want to say thank you for being open to this opportunity. I think what your band is doing is highly impressive. I remember when I first listened to them. To you guys, I was like, who is this band? I love it. Adam, can you tell me how Low Cut Connie began?
We had a kind of wild, drunken weekend in Florida. I can't give you too many details, but this was in 2010. Mm-hmm. And out of that crazy weekend, we just for fun recorded a bunch of tracks that turned into Get Out the Lotion, which was our first album. And we decided to put it out, like, to our friends, just, like, give them out. Mm-hmm. And a copy sort of made its way to Rolling Stone magazine and NPR, and it started getting written up.
And I was looking at some of the tour dates you guys have, and it looks pretty insane. Is it a big road trip? How are you guys going to map it out?
Well, we travel quite a lot. And we're used to it. That's what we do. I mean, that's what we're known for is our live show. And we're not out there playing. What are we doing? So, you know, now that the weather's getting nicer, it's time to start making some tracks.
Can you tell me about your piano fingers?
My piano fingers? Is that what you said?
Yeah, because I was listening to you guys today a lot in my car. Because I drive a few different places. And, man, I would love to hear how piano has influenced your artistic touch on life.
You know, when I was in college, I moved to New York City when I was 18, and I got a job playing piano in a bar. Mm-hmm. And then I was a restaurant, and then I was playing ballet classes, and then I played in an old age home, and then I got a job playing karaoke night in a gay bar.
This sounds like a blast.
Yeah, and it was just sort of like one thing after another, and I never knew what I was going to get. And I just developed a style, and I lived in Memphis for a while, and that was pretty influential to my style, and I'm glad you appreciate it.
I think music is such a different type of art where it's gone once it's heard. So moving with it and carrying music with you, it's like the sunshine in your pocket. So
yeah, except in this case, it's 400 pounds of sunshine that we got to move in and out of every show, and it's a pain in the butt.
Tell me about Chandra.
This piano that I play on the road is named Chandra. I've had Chandra for over 4 years, and, you know, she's tough. She can take all the wear and tear, put it that way.
Where did the music begin for you?
Well, I lived in New York for 13 years. And, you know, that's where I really started, downtown in Manhattan, playing my music. There was a bar called Lakeside Lounge that's gone now, and Dee Dee Ramone used to hang out there, and all kinds of the, sort of like the last remaining people of the 70s punk scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I definitely was deeply influenced by Lou Reed and The Velvet Underground, probably my favorite band, and I'd absorbed that music pretty deeply, and I think that probably comes out a bit in what we do.
Adam talks about pushing the envelope nowadays in music.
I would like to think that we would be going back to a time where people would be pushing the envelope musically and artistically and culturally with the music that they put out. Because I think that in a lot of areas, not that there isn't always creativity and good music, but in a lot of areas it's gotten stale and people play it safe. I think there's in some ways a commercial incentive to play it safe these days, where in the old days, you know, you really had to be at the vanguard and pushing the envelope in order to make it. And I'd like to see it go back to that a little bit more and really people open up and say what they really want to say. That's my little hippie speech.
What's one of your favorite, most inspiring songs?
I think I'm going to choose Dock of the Bay, a really obvious choice, by Otis Redding. Otis Redding, you know, one of my favorite singers. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening.
And I think he was just hitting, I think he never really even hit his full potential, but puts this song out that is so soulful and so catchy and so sad. And I'm a very introverted person, and I think I don't know if he was, but that's what I get in that, from that song, is this deep well of the sadness right next to enlightenment.
Now, how about one of your songs? How has creating it or even playing it on stage changed your life?
I guess I'd have to say Boozophilia. A lot of people, when they write songs, they come up with, like, stupid words. And you say, well, I'll fix these later, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'll just put these in now because I need a placeholder. And a lot of people have said to me, for certain of my songs, oh, well, you're going to fix that, right? You know. And Boozophilia was, like, a song where I just came up with this weird word. And I just got attached to it, and I couldn't figure out why, and then I thought, you know what, screw it, I'm just going to mess around and try and create this around it, and then I sort of liked it, I thought it was finished, and then a lot of people agreed, and then, you know, President Barack Obama chose it for his playlist, and I got to meet him from that.
Get out of town. And, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and so that song traveled a distance, and it became sort of our mini little non-hit of a hit anthem.
The band Low Cut Connie takes a walk on the wild side across their tour on the U.S. ground soil.
Yeah, I mean, we are on the road constantly, and we come to Chicago. I mean, we've played in Chicago like 12 times. Just Whoa. About our favorite place to play. We were just there at Lincoln Hall, but we're going to announce another show later this year for the fall. We'll be back, but I can't say the date just yet.
So how many people are in the band?
Five of us. James on guitar, Will on guitar, Larry plays drums, and Luke plays bass. And they're all road warriors.
So Adam, how do you feel where you are as a rock star?
You know, it's easy to get wrapped up in the day-to-day and the week-to-week, but if I zoomed out for a second and I could go back to that little schmucky kid who was playing piano in a bar for tips in a bowl, you know, pretty cool to get to meet Barack Obama because I wrote a song that he liked. Pretty cool to get up on stage and have a ton of people know the words to your songs and... And that's why our new video for our song Revolution Rock and Roll, we just shot our fans. I just wanted to put our fans and how they behave at our shows in the video because it's just a marvel to me that we have fans. And I don't take that for granted.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sarah Opet. On the Radar... with Adam Wiener for Low Cut Connie.
And I'm still a boozer, chasing down the drag.